Zuzana Vinerova emigrated to the United States in the 1960s with her husband, RAF pilot and World War II hero Jan Wiener. Mr. Wiener was imprisoned by the communists for 5 years after returning from Great Britain. We spoke today about their romantic love story, their life in the United States, and the challenges they faced. I first asked her how she and her husband met.
Well, it's a long story because I was only 13 and the bell rang and I went to open the door and there was a friend of my father who died when I was only 4. But he was a friend of a family and he introduced Mr. Wiener. And I was a teenager and I blushed because he was a very handsome man who looked a little bit like Paul Newman. And he was asking for a rental because we had a huge, beautiful apartment. Because my parents were in a forced labor in Germany during the war. My oldest brother was born there and he got divorced and he was looking for an apartment. The apartment was beautiful and large and so we always had to rent after the communists took over one of the rooms to some Hungarian workers or from the embassy or Polish or German. The room was not free but after 3 months it was and then he came and moved in. And so that was quite exciting for me because they were all these beautiful women after him, or he was after them. So there was one was with him in the room, and one was under the window, and one was ringing the bell, and there were some letters being thrown into them. The phone was ringing all the time. So I was going wild and watched all that, and it was exciting. But I was also, I think, as a teenager, infatuated with him a little bit already.
What did your mother think of the age difference between the two of you?
Well, my mother found out later when Jan invited me for dinner when I was 16 and a half. So I had 3 brothers and my mother was in the mountains with the 2 oldest brothers. And I always wrote diaries. And Jan invited me for dinner and I was very pleased. And then I wrote it in my diary. And one time when I came home from school trips that I was always taking before I met Jan, and then I wrote about it in my diary. And I came from one of those school trips, which were not school trip, but a trip with Jan in the mountains. We always went to Krkonoše Mountains. And my mother said, so how was it? And I was lying. And she suddenly, under the coffee table, took out my diary. And she was really quite pale. And she said, what is this? Is this true or is it your fantasy? And I said, this is my diary and you should never take it and look into it. And she said, well, I was very worried because I heard that somebody saw you with Mr. Wiener. So I told her that I'm in love with him and he is in love with me. And so she said, I have to talk to him immediately. And she called him and Jan invited her for dinner. And they went to Bruselská restaurace, which is now unfortunately not this beautiful restaurant from Expo 58. And Jan told my mother that he is in love with me and that he eventually would like to marry me and that she shouldn't worry. And she asked him, what will you do when you are 60? And he said, I'm going to divorce her and marry a younger one. So she had a sense of humor, but she had some fears and anxiety.
But in the end, she accepted it. And how many years were you together?
Well, the difference was 24 years. I got married right after graduation at 19 and Jan was 43. I think she did accept it because Jan was not only that he was so attractive and charming and handsome, but he was always a very good man who had a fate almost behind him, what many people never lived through. And so he was a solid man who was helping my mother with the 3 brothers, 3 boys. They were always in troubles with the police, and so when he lived in our apartment, when the police came, so he always straightened it out. So she knew that he is just a good man.
Did he talk about his time with the RAF, and how did he remember those times?
Well, not at the beginning. I really didn't know about it much. Later, when I got married and when we emigrated, so then, you know, I heard these stories, and because when he was started teaching in America in the school and with the students, and so I was slowly finding out about his escape, exodus from Prague in 1939, you know, with his father, who later in Yugoslavia, when they were trying to get a visa to America or to England, where they had the only relatives. Jan was Jewish, and the most important relative was his aunt, Dr. Gertrud Bondi, who was the sister of his father. And she studied with Sigmund Freud in Vienna, psychoanalysis. And when she got married to Max Bondi, they emigrated to Switzerland in 1938. Fortunately, they left Prague and they were in Switzerland for a few years. And then they bought an estate in Massachusetts in America. And that was a beautiful, wonderful boarding school that eventually we were able to emigrate to, also in 1964.
And you both became teachers there.
Well, I have, I have studied psychology here with incredible Dr. Vondráček, but only a year and three quarters, and then we emigrated. And I have no other formal education, but I think I had the best courses of psychology in the 60s in a boarding school in America. You know, it was the 60s. It was similar a little bit to what is happening globally now in the world. You know, it was really what was happening in Germany and in America, the war in Vietnam. And so I was teaching Russian and dance, which I just loved. And I loved languages, but I never had a formal education for it. But the headmaster was cousin of my husband. And he said, you try it if you... The students will tell me if you can't do it. So I did it, and I think it went well. So, you know, we went with the students to protest the Vietnam War in Washington, and I was in Woodstock, you know, with all these wonderful musicians, Joan Baez and Santana. But it was also a lot of drugs and many students, and I look at the old yearbooks, 65% of the students are gone. OD, yes.
And when you moved, did you plan on it being permanent?
No. You know, we got permission, very interesting, on the letters of Eleanor Roosevelt, because she was on the board of trustees with Dorothy Thompson of the school. So the aunt knew them, and the aunt asked if Eleanor Roosevelt would be so kind and wrote a letter to her nephew in Prague and invite him to teach for a year. I have the letters, which is amazing. You know? So we got permission. Jan was called to Bartolomiejska to the police, and they asked, how do you know Mrs. Roosevelt? He said, I don't know her, but my aunt does. And Jan had, from her first marriage, he had two sons. So they said, we let you go, but if you don't come back after a year, you will never see your sons again. Which fortunately we didn't come back, but then came 68, and immediately Edward Kennedy, who was at the time senator of Massachusetts, he got them out. They left for Austria together with my two brothers, and we got them to Massachusetts.
And what were the post-war years like in communist Czechoslovakia for you and your husband? He was persecuted.
Well, I was born in 1944, so I remember the 50s, and not really badly. I knew what the communists were about and what was happening, because some of my family's friends who were lawyers, they suddenly were manual workers. But my mother absolutely refused. We never went to Pionier, and we never became Svazáci. But of course, Jan, coming back and being in the Royal Air Force, so immediately was considered a spy, and he was put in horrible hard labor in prison for 5 years, from 1950 to 55, but survived. And that is the most shameful thing of this nation, that they punished their heroes who were ready to put their lives for the country.
So in the end, it was a positive thing that you moved to the U.S., but there must have been challenges.
Of course. You know, well, my English was not perfect, and I thought that we are going for a year, and suddenly I decided not to go back. So it was hard for me. You know, I missed my family that I haven't seen for 8 years, you know, till we got our citizenship and the letters were censored. But then again, I was with a man that I loved, and being an inquisitive person, it was exciting for me, because Jan was exciting, and every summer we traveled through the States and Europe.
And you had two children in the States. Did they grow up feeling more American or more Czech?
Well, my children were born in America, but we spoke with Jan, of course, Czech, and singing Czech songs. And so they both, Joseph and Tanya, Tanya is now 48 and Joseph is 44, and they speak Czech. But my grandchildren, not anymore. And then when we got our citizenship in 1972, every summer we traveled through whole Europe, but we also stayed in the mountains in Sucha near the Krušné hory, where, you know, my children grew up with friends of my friends. And so the same childhood as we had, you know, blueberry picking and mushroom hunting and making bonfires. And yeah, so they lived through it and they love Prague and they love traveling, yes.
And you now split your time between the U.S. and the Czech Republic. Where do you prefer to live?
I think everybody should live in different places. You know, for me, it's the most enriching experience. And now working with the students, with the American students here, that's what I'm telling them. Complicate your life and move around and live in different places and work manually. And because before you know it, you know, I'm going to be 74. So it's from the vintage that I can tell them the experience, how incredibly important and enriching it is to have the contrasting situation. So I say America is my country and Prague is my town. But it's not my, it was Gertrude Stein, you know, in Paris. She said, America is my country and Paris is my town. So I'm replacing it.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
You're so welcome. It was wonderful.